Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. Okay. Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. In fact, they're not at, well, they are at the dealership. But if you go over to Walmart today until probably 5, 6, 7, 8, depending.
Which Walmart?
The one on Las Cochas and I-8. They are having an awesome sale. And I'm telling you, if you're looking for trucks, cars, they just got a S2000 in there, banana yellow convertible, if that's one.
An S2K, cars. Like a Honda?
Yeah, the little S2000. Yeah, you call it S2K, but it's S2000s. Little high reverence.
Yeah, banana that they don't yellow. Make anymore.
Yeah, but there are some phenomenal deals going on there, and USE Credit Union is there. They do awesome, awesome financing. So, want to make yourself happy, take a run over to El Cajon Ford. At Las Cochas and I-8 at the Walmart parking lot. And you know that was the original tent sale?
Oh, yeah.
Back in 1978 they started. So they are the first.
A used car tent sale.
Absolutely. Be there or be square. All right.
Sunday.
So we're going to do a little bit of a movie review. We touched on it a little bit with Kristen, but both Michelle and I went and seen Cars 3.
Yes.
She went and seen it in L.A. and I went and seen it in El Cajon.
Yeah, I saw it on...
You've seen it with 13,582 screaming little kids.
Yeah, they were pretty good, though, I have to say. We loaded up with popcorn, and it was great.
I went by myself in the theater.
In an empty theater in the daytime. We went at night.
I got my popcorn. I got my bag of M&M's peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
I got my soda, and I just had a ball.
Right. Well, speaking of yellow cars... There was a yellow car that was the center character, the new trainer
that was Ferrari-esque.
I thought she was more like a Camaro/Corvette blend.
And by the way, we're not going to give you a whole lot of it because if you haven't seen it yet, we don't want to ruin it, or you can just turn this section off.
Yeah, so there's new characters.
Well, the whole cars, all the race cars are a new body style.
Yeah.
They're Corvette-ish.
And they have to compete.
For the Piston Cup.
McQueen has to compete against these new kids that have come up.
Right. And that's truly what it is. And his car's older. And they wrapped it, you know, so they're kind of trying to stay into the...
Yeah.
But it's a good... And you don't really have to be a gearhead to watch
you'll,
this movie.
You'll enjoy it. Even if you don't know much about cars or NASCAR, there's a lot of NASCAR references. It is full of them.
Right.
If you're a NASCAR fan, you're going to see NASCAR references all throughout the whole movie, not only the names of the characters,
right.
The signs that are posted. Mm-hmm. There's three characters that are cars that they introduce about three quarters of the way through the movie that are inspired by... for instance, Wendell Scott, the first and only African-American mm-hmm. driver to win a NASCAR race. Junior Johnson, who is 85 years old. He's got a car named after him. Yeah, still alive. And Louise Barnstormer Smith, the first lady of racing. She's in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
She has her own character named after her. And there's a reference to Smokey Unick,
yep.
The race mechanic.
Big engine builder. And, you know, you made a comment when we were talking to Kristen is, how much they emphasize women in racing.
Yeah.
Where in the past...
That wasn't even discussed. Mm-hmm. And so it's great because now we have that topic out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also about having a lot of courage to pursue your dreams, which is always a theme in Disney movies. They kept that here.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's hard to pursue your dreams. Sometimes you get sidetracked. Sometimes you have to wait a very, 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 very long time to actually get to your dream.
But if dream catching was easy.
Yeah. So that's good for kids.
But the animation was off the charts again.
Very good and captured not only the NASCAR sort of atmosphere, but dirt racing.
Mm.
dirt oval racing was in this movie.
Yeah, which,
and we really, I loved that part of it. That was one of my favorite parts of the movie. I just thought it was hysterical, and it was very, very well done, and it captured the feel of a dirt track in the country.
Yeah, you know, old style racing back in the 50s. You know, and if you did it with the first movie, there was a benefit. The second movie, I didn't notice it, but the third movie, it's a slight benefit, and that's if you sit all the way to the very, 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 very end where the screen goes blank. In the first movie,
there's an extra.
You see all kinds of fun stuff, little cars running around, flies and things. Second one, not so much. Third one, a lot of vintage posters from racetracks gone, you know, days gone by.
Right, old oil cans and things like that.
I kept reading them, and I'm thinking, well, is that cars or is that a real can?
Yeah.
I'm looking. Same thing with the race car posters and things.
Yeah.
You know? But
they did such a good job with that. And there is a little at the very end of the movie, wait till after the credits, because there's a little a vignette
we won't say what it is, but it's worth waiting to see. It's a cute little vignette, and it's right. Well, not dead at the end, but darn close to the end of it.
With Tomater.
Yeah, with Tomater.
So if you're a Tomater fan, you have to stay.
Yeah, you won't want to get up and leave.
And it's quick. It won't take long. Just watch for another 30 seconds. Yeah. And you know, but it's funny.
There was.
And he's great, by the way. Tomater is, I know a lot of little boys that's their favorite. Even if you're not a race car fan, you're going to love Tomater.
I got Tomater stuff all over the place. and I can't believe Kristen can't find it, but I did go to Walmart. And I did see they got like five shelves of cars from Cars 3.
Well, gosh, were they smart or what about this? Because Lightning McQueen has several different dresses that he wears. You know, not dresses, but ways he's styled.
Outfit.
And so they can sell them all.
And they are. And the Dinoco.
Yes.
You know, they got the Dinoco lineup. And the other thing that I thought was interesting is Sally did not play a big part in this movie.
I was disappointed about how they handled Sally and McQueen's relationship. He really pushed her aside, and she wasn't very involved. And
no. And it wasn't like he was going after the trainer.
No, it was just very strange.
She was in the back for some reason.
And he just didn't, it didn't feel like they were
a
couple.
Relationship.
Yeah.
Didn't they take over the hotel?
Yeah.
At the very first movie, not the second one.
Right.
Yeah. So they didn't carry that on.
And
which
she shows up on race day.
Showed up everywhere, really.
But it was weird. The dialogue between the two of them was very strange.
Yeah. They must be on the out.
I don't know.
Oh, I got to find out who, I wonder if anybody from Verona is going to call in. Did they run last night?
No,
I don't think
because Paris ran.
That's
so they don't run if Paris runs.
Exactly. But anyway, going back to the movie. So if you're into getting the paraphernalia, the clothing, hats, and all that stuff.
Also, if you like the references to Doc Hudson.
He
plays a prominent role in this movie as well, and he wasn't in the Cars 2. So I think Dave's right. What Dave said at the beginning is they went back to America. They went back to Radiator Springs. Mm-hmm. They went back to where they came from.
The old cast with Flo.
And there is a little more backstory given too about Doc Hudson's past.
Yeah, more so.
And so they brought in another character to explain about Doc Hudson's history. And so that was pretty cool too. Mm. I liked that part of it.
And I loved it when Ramon was, at the very last minute where, they were going to let the trainer run and they had to throw a number 95 on the car really, really, really fast. And he whipped out his air gun. And I thought that was even cooler than Lightning.
Well, she looked great when they finally got Cruz Ramirez styled up
and that's the trainer.
Dressed up for her race. And so that was really cool.
Yeah.
It's worth it. I'd love to see it again.
Oh, I'm definitely going to see it again. Then I'm going to buy the video. I mean, I'll buy a Blu-ray or a CD or DVD or whatever the heck you call them.
Yeah.
Because I watch mine.
And I already bought my diecasts.
How many?
just two.
Which ones you get?
I got Tomater and Lightning McQueen.
Where at?
At Disneyland. At Cars Land. I'm wearing my Cars Land shirt today.
Oh, was that When did you go to Disneyland and get that stuff?
It was about 2 months ago.
Before
the movie came out.
Oh, so they were selling promotion cards.
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, we went in there like at Christmas time and asked them, when are you going to start getting the merch? And he said February, March. And so that's when we went back.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
They
had it.
I have every die cast from the first movie.
Yeah. There's a shop that's right there at Cars Land. Right there as you exit the ride. Right. The Cars
How
ride.
How much are the cars
the
there?
The Lightning Racer ride. And it's right there.
How much are the cars? You remember? Retail?
Oh, they were $5 or something. They weren't that much.
They're $3.
Yeah. Well, you're going to buy it. If you're going to buy it at the park, you're going to pay more.
You're going to pay for it. All right. Let's go ahead and take a small break right here on Racer Radio. We're not sure if Barona's calling in or not. I just sent out a happy little note. So we'll have to wait and see. Otherwise, when we come back, we got a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
And this is AM 1170.
The Answer.
AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
This segment brought to you by Barona Circle Track, BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com. If you're ever looking for an opportunity to go racing or maybe just go watch the races, you can do that as well. They were silent last night, and their next race is
July 1st,
which is next
Saturday, and they're going to have IMSA. Is that how you say it?
IMCA.
IMCA modifieds, street stocks, pure stocks, pony stocks.
Oh, we got
stocks,
somebody on the line.
Dwarf stocks, junior sprints, and mini dwarfs.
All right. Well, who do we have on the line? Who's reppers? Who? Brittany. Hey, Britt. How you doing, kiddo?
Hi, how are you?
Are you washing, waxing, or pumping the tires up?
I'm actually working the RAD booth, Racers Against Drivers, at the Del Mar Fair right now. And I just saw the text. Is anyone calling in? So I was like, oh, shoot.
Yeah. So you're doing the Racers Against Drugs out at Del Mar Fairground with Debbie?
Yeah, I think she worked the booth a couple times. We kind of all just trade off and... My crew and I are out here today representing.
Excellent.
Where would they find you if somebody's at the fair?
Yeah.
We're right by the arena, the entry. We have a great spot. Not only is there great people watching, but it's right by the gate, the arena, and they have vintage motorcycle races. My dad is in heaven. He's seeing all these old pro racers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's flat track. I think the flat track guys are out there today, if I'm not mistaken.
It's vintage motocross. I'm looking right now at a few whoopsies and some berms, and they just finished up qualifying at 5 o'clock, I think is the main. So it's been kind of fun. He's like, oh, I remember this guy. I used to race this guy. And then I think June 30th, it's the kids, the little mini dwarfs from Barona. They're going to be racing on June 20th for quite a few days. Two races a day.
No kidding.
They're going to come out here with their kids. Yeah.
Yeah. So how's the people watching out there? Pretty good?
It's better than Walmart, I tell you. Like Walmart on steroids.
I know. And it sure as heck doesn't make you hungry. That's for sure.
Oh, no. It makes you want to eat celery for the rest of your life.
Hey, while you're out there, you know, you're right there at the arena. You see where the little Porky Pig race is, where they run the little pigs?
Oh, I love that. The Swifty. Oh, yeah. Yes, I love those.
Okay, well, just to the west, northwest of it, there's a vendor, and he sells pork chops on a stick.
Oh, Dave.
They're the
Dave,
best.
He's such a liar.
No, they are not. I'm not. But you just need to go ask him if this is the winner or loser.
Exactly. Well, it has to be the slowest one because I caught him.
Right. Boy, but that is, I'm telling you, there's nothing on it. It's just a nice barbecue pork chop. If you like pork, I just had to throw that plug in there. But it was a little ironic that it's right next to the arena. So now you guys are running next weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. Dwarfs go up third. Yay.
Is the car ready?
Not at all. Nope.
Good.
I am still in school. And so actually before I got here today, I had to run out to Lakeside to drop off all my broken parts and hope to have them by Wednesday. Wednesday is the day I'm going to put her back together and set her up for Saturday night.
So it's going to be I think Michelle just sort of rattled off the schedule. On what was going to be running that night.
Yeah, kind of a typical night. No figure eight, and I think most, if not all, the divisions will be out there.
Great.
Still $10. Still great show.
Yep.
Still can bring a cooler or whatever you want.
Yep. And if you have a motorhome, you can drive out there, park it. As long as you're self-contained, you're good.
Yeah, it's a perfect weather. You know, it's just so nice out there. It's hot during the day, but once that sun goes down, definitely want to bring a jacket.
Yeah, and the sunrises up there is really cool.
Oh, yeah. And the smell.
Yeah, a bacon.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I just heard they serve a good tri-tip sandwich, too, I did not know about. They were talking about all the food.
At Barona?
That's what I heard, yeah.
Oh, well, Michelle and I could not find anything
because
you guys are lacking signage.
There's no signage at the whole place. You just have to know. You have to be an insider, apparently.
Yeah.
And everybody talks about the tri-tip sandwich.
Yeah, maybe we'd have to try again and see if we can find the tri-tip. This will be like our mission. Dave and Michelle finding the tri-tip.
It's like Where's Waldo?
Yes.
Where's Dave and Michelle?
I think Dirt Dude keeps it to himself.
I do, too. He just wants it all for himself.
That's what I'm thinking.
He's like, oh, it's so obvious. No, it's not.
So I was at El Cajon Ford yesterday doing a tent sale, and they're having a big sale today, by the way, if you're looking for a new or used.
I saw that on TV, yeah.
And I have to say, I've gotten nothing but great compliments about Paul Dyke called the races because Dirt Dude couldn't make it. He had another engagement to go to. And he actually enjoyed it. He said, yeah, he said, that was really kind of cool. I really did enjoy that. So you might have
He totally held it down. He did a good job.
Yeah.
And I think Dirt Dude needed that break, too, that vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was a win-win. He did a great job.
Nobody realizes how tough it is to announce an event until you announce the event.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
You got to keep the crowd entertained. You got to know everybody. You got to keep track of the action in front of you.
Yep.
And you have to keep them happy in the spots where there's nothing going on.
That's right.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Really hard.
Well, and you know, and that's why, you know, I don't know, you know, see now Paul Dyke doing it because he knows everybody there. See, but say if I was to come in and do it, I know some, but I don't know all. In fact, I've got a challenge coming January or July 11th doing the Velodrome bicycle races. And I don't know anybody out there.
Oh.
Isn't that going to be cool?
Yeah. I'm so excited. You know, I used to race bikes. I raced for UCSC, and we did mountain bike and road bike, but we never did track.
Boy.
And that looks fun. That looks like mind games.
Yeah, yeah. And it's all asphalt. It's all brand new. They fit all freshly paved. So, in fact, I even went and bought a portable PA system. A friend of mine had one. It's really cool. It's only like 3 feet tall by 2 feet wide, and it has a handle like you carry your luggage on an airplane.
Uh-huh.
And it's Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, you put a USB, and that thing sounds like a concert speaker. So I bought that.
Because
I don't think they have anything out there. In fact, if I'm going to check it out, and if it's as good as what I think it is, I'm going to show it to Dirt Dude, or at least to the Salazars. Because, you know, you can put wireless speakers on it, and you can stick them different places out there at the track, and if the range is right, it might work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so July 11th, you said?
Yeah, it's a Tuesday night.
Very cool. You're probably going to see me. I'm probably going to be hollering behind you.
You come anywhere near me, I'm going to make you my co-host.
Oh, gee. Yeah, I keep track of people.
That's right.
Try.
You're good at keeping.
Don't.
So
that mic in front of me.
So all your sponsors all excited about next weekend?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can I say, though?
What?
And yes, the sponsors are happy. Is this what I'm supposed to list them, Dave?
Yes, you are.
Suicidal Tendency and Sprung Monkey and Amsoil and San Diego Barnes and Steel Buildings and Alpine Motorsport. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to thank you because we had the Buy a Beer for Dee Dee on Friday night.
And how did that work out?
It went great, and Dee Dee came, and she stayed the whole night. There were five bands playing.
Oh, my.
And I got a Original Grain watch, too. They donated two beautiful watches. And between that and Buy a Beer for Dee Dee and just the Sprung fans and the Purple Strides fans, we were able to get over $1,200 to donate in her name.
Wow. Goosebump City. Yeah, I really wanted to go, but I was flying back from Denver. I didn't get into like midnight. Ooh. Otherwise, I would have loved to have done it.
Sprung Monkey was going on. Great. And thank you so much for having her on the radio show and TV and just getting it out there that pancreatic cancer, man, unfortunately, it's there. And
that's a nasty, nasty cancer. Yeah. That's a nasty cancer. Well, hey, all you have to do is ask. You give me enough headroom, and I'll do whatever I can to help. Because I mean, that's what you really you're very giving. And Dee Dee was such a sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah.
A little overwhelmed. I think it was more than she could. You know, between TV and radio, and then the event. I'm sure that was a little much for her. Because she's not the type. She's not the type that likes to be in the limelight.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. But it's really been a pleasure getting to know her. We just had a barbecue. It was hosted by one of the fire crew out at Verona. He had a little gathering and a little silent auction yesterday. And so Steve is from Monkey and I, we went up there as well. And it's so nice to sit down and get to know her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No
little,
kidding.
A little rebel.
Yeah. Well, you know, like you guys could be sisters.
I know. I feel like I don't know her resume. Like I wouldn't be able to rattle off where she went to high school and how old her birthday and her favorite color, but she loves racing and she loves rock and roll. So I totally feel like I understand her.
Hey, things happen that for a reason. Sense. Things happen. Things truly happen for a reason. No doubt about it. Okay. So is she gonna start coming to the track? Have you adopted her on the team?
Oh yeah, she. So many of us want her out there. Mm-hmm. And she knows that the season goes through October. Her plan is to come to every race that she can.
Aww.
Absolutely.
That is so cool.
Absolutely. We all want her there.
Well, like I said, whenever you guys get ready to do some more, you know, promoting and out or anything like that, don't hesitate to give me a scream.
Oh, like you have to remind me of that. Uh-huh. Jake, can we come on? Jake, can we come on?
That is one thing I like about you. I only have to tell you once.
Poor guy. I think every day for 6 days. How's June 11th? June 11th working for you? June 11th is going to work? Okay, I'm going to start telling everybody June 11th.
Hey, I wouldn't cancel you, not for nothing. I'm telling you. There's some people, I mean, it happens, but no. When I mean, I'll move a mountain to get you or anybody of your group on because you guys just
do. Yeah, I think you did.
So smack Debbie around next time you see her because I keep telling her. See, now that car and her should have been on KUSI before the fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That girl
works a lot.
Her promotional skills suck. I'm sorry.
I think she's spread a little thin with work, and then that girl runs the whole track out there.
Yeah, I know.
She's telling us all where to go and when to do it and why and when not. And she literally directs all of us in the pit.
That's true. Well, she's the mother hen.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, well,
absolutely.
Be careful. Okay. She may make you her TV star, and you'll be coming down to KUSI. Like you don't have any more time.
Right.
So when are you getting out of school?
Tomorrow will be my first day off. I'm in school as a student for 4 more assignments.
Oh, you're a student.
I'm a teacher.
Oh, you're a student.
I'm both. I'm a teacher, and tomorrow is the first day I'm done teaching, and I'm still a student, and that's 1 more week, and then I'm done with that for good. I don't think I ever want to go back to school.
That's how it feels.
It's a wonderful place, kids.
Yeah,
it's
right.
You both. It's a lot of work to teach and school full time.
Yeah. Hey, have you gone to see Cars yet?
No. You know, that's so funny. About 3 people have texted me. You got to go see Cars.
Yes, you got to go see Cars. You have to go see Cars.
You have to.
Yeah, mainly because, well, the premise of the whole show is women racing, women in racing. You'll love it.
Okay, that's why. Is this Cars 3?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you guys are? I think they're found at the drive-in, light side.
There you go. Take your dwarf car and go to the drive-in. All right, kiddo. All right. Hey, I'm going to let you go. Go out there and talk to the people at the fair and go have yourself a pork chop.
Yeah, all you listeners, come out and see us too. We'll throw you in a car.
There you go. All right, kiddo. Good talking to you, folks.
Bye, Brittany.
That's Brittany from Verona Speedway. All right, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, we've got Ken McWilliams. He's from Paris Auto Speedway, and this guy likes to do figure eights and a whole bunch more.
All right.
Right here on Racer Radio. This is AM 1170.
The Answer.
The Answer.
folks. Hey, welcome. This is Racer Radio, brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. If you've not been to Paris Auto Speedway, you are totally missing out. We need to support our local tracks, whether you're a gearhead or not. Once you go, you'll probably get hooked. Take the family. Paris Auto Speedway, located 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Just go to parisautospeedway.com. Check out the schedule. Next weekend is going to be insane. And on the line to chat about it is Ken McWilliams. Hey, Ken, how are you doing, sir?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Not doing too bad at all. You getting ready for next weekend?
I am. I'm almost ready. A few more things to do, and I should be good to go.
Aren't you supposed to be working right up till 15 minutes before you trailer to the track? I mean, that's a reality show. Sorry.
It's probably going to end up happening anyways, but yeah. You're trying to get down a little bit early this time.
I know. So tell the folks, what do you race?
I got a Camaro that I do the trailer figure eight and the demo cross with, and then I have an Outlaw car that I run the regular figure eight with.
Okay. What got you into figure eight racing, if I might ask? Just the thrill of it all?
Yeah, and my family grew up doing it and going to the track and watching them and other people and stuff like that. And then Paris opened up, and we went one time, and I was like, man, I want to get into this. So we started in at the sport compact level and just kind of did that, and then street stocks and figure eights and just a little bit of everything.
And it's really, you know, figure eight is really not that expensive to get into, right?
No, not at Paris. It's not that expensive to get into. You start getting into some of the other tracks, and yeah, it becomes a big money thing. But the way Paris allows it with their rules and the cars that they have now, it's fairly cheap. I mean, you're going to spend most of your money on the safety equipment, obviously. But it's affordable. Anybody can get into it. So.
And once you buy the safety gear and you outfit the car, that's pretty much it. I mean, you know, or unless you break something, which, you know, that nothing can be, you know, you can't control that. But and until people do it. Now, so how would somebody go about that? I mean, would they just, I mean, is there a school? Does people let people drive their car to see if they'd like figure eighting? How would somebody get into that?
No, I mean, the best thing to do is actually just try to find an old car or an outdated a car right now that somebody's trying to get rid of, and that way it already has a cage, and, you know, throw a motor in it, get it running, and
just go out
your safety gear and go out to the track.
Yeah, I think you're at, and don't be afraid, because usually what happens when you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when you guys see somebody coming out that's never been there before, you guys sort of rally around him or her and just sort of help them through, especially if they're new.
Yeah, we try, but, you know, there's people out there that they think, you know, they're just going to fly through the intersection and don't stop. And it's really it's like a game of cat and mouse. You know, you got to trust the people that you're racing with big time, because if not, I mean, you get in the intersection, let me tell you, it does not feel good. So we want to make it exciting for the fans, you know, but I'll obviously be able to finish the race as well. And I think the fans get more excitement out of near misses than actually hits in figure eight races.
I totally agree. Now, you're driving a Camaro, but you're towing a trailer. What kind of trailer are you towing?
We just built a trailer.
Oh.
Put a couple, you know, golf cart wheels on it. Something easy. And that way it's easy to repair. I mean.
Gotcha.
We're kind of handy, yeah. So we just had some metal lying around. It's better than, you could still go buy one for a couple $100 or go find one with like a used boat, and people are getting ready to try to scrap or whatever. But we just built one, and it's a little bit easier to tow to the track every day. So
is it just like a flat trailer? I mean, is there anything on it?
It's just a flat trailer. I have like a power wheel that I usually throw on it. It got destroyed a couple of races ago, but I'm actually going to go pick up a couple of new ones today that got donated to me. So,
there you go.
I got to try to make it look kind of cool.
Sure. And so you brought it up, sponsorship. Now, who have you got helping you get to the track every time that you go figure eighting?
The biggest help that I have is obviously is my dad. You know, he puts in a lot of work on the car, and, you know, my wife, obviously, for allowing me to do it and spend the money on it. And, my dad's business, Jose's Tractors. He's got a tractor business. So his time and money helps donate it. And then my buddy has a t-shirt business. He's been helping me tow one of the cars to the track. We make about 50 to 60 shirts every race, and we hand them out to the kids and the fans.
Uh-huh.
So my buddy has American Fit Apparel. And
what's the name of the company?
American Fit Apparel.
Very good. Okay. Hey, I noticed.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, yeah, we're going to be handing out about another 50, 60 shirts to the kids this race as well. So
that's excellent.
I want to try to get everybody in the stands with a shirt on, you know?
Well, not only that, I was looking through Scott's text that he sent me, and multiple time figure eight trailer champion. How many championships do you have under your belt?
Well, they've only been keeping the points the last 2 years, and I was leading. I won last year's, and the year before I was leading it, and I just had a couple bad incidents that knocked me out of it, so I didn't actually win the year before. But so just one right now. This year, if everything keeps going the way it's going, I should hopefully be able to win the one this year. So we'll see.
Yeah. What color is your car?
Yellow. Yellow and black right now. It's kind of like the bumblebee. That's what we try to make it look like. But
what's the number on it so people that hear this will recognize the car when you get up on the track?
Number 52. And then my outlaw car is green. It's bright green, and that one's number 52 as well.
Yeah. Is there any significance to 52?
It was my parents' number when they raced. Yeah. So actually, when I first started racing, I wanted number 4, and somebody else already had it. So I just went with 52 and never changed it.
Yeah, mine was always 34. It was my dad's number, and then when I was in school, my homeroom class was 34, and my paper route was 34, so I figured, plus 3-4 is a lot easier to remember. Yeah.
Exactly. Got to stick with it.
I know, and every time I get involved in anything, if there's any kind of a race number that has to be attached to it, it's 34.
Exactly.
I even root for people with 34, but I haven't found too many people that are any good at 34. I don't know what the deal is there.
I haven't found too many people that are good with 52 either. So
the only one I was thinking of, didn't Kyle Busch run a 52 for a while? No, that's 51. Never mind.
Yeah, it was 51.
Yeah. So are you happy just staying in figure eight racing, or do you have, you know, aspirations of going, you know, sprint car or anything higher?
I like the stock car. I got a street stock. I actually just went to pick a motor up for it yesterday. So hopefully in the next race or two, I can get back out there and start running the street stocks again.
Yeah. That's...
But, I mean, I'd like to run a modified one, you know, to give it a try. I think it looks kind of fun, or a late model, but I don't know. I kind of like the closed wheel more than the sprint cars.
Well, let me tell you what.
A little too pricey.
I did a 460 Sprinter. Be ready. Get your checkbook, because you will get bit so bad by the bug. You think figure eight is wild? You get behind one of those crazy things. Ooh. But I like the stock. Yeah, I would do the pure. I'd do a pure stock. I think pure stock, you know, not a lot of money, you know, fairly safe. You can have a ton of fun with that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's easy to get into, so.
Well, there's that, too. Well, I used to go-kart race because I never had enough money to get into anything bigger than that. And I loved it because you didn't have to do anything to it except put gas in it, lube the chain, and go out and just have the time of your life. So I like
exactly,
and you can have a lot of fun now you guys have got dirt carts up there at Paris. Oh man! Because if I go I'll end up buying one. If I go up there, I know I'll end up buying a cart. I just know it. That's the disease I have.
Oh, it's a blast. I ran one of those dirt cart ones up at Bitsyville, and it was pretty fun. We were talking about, getting one, and
yeah,
it never happened, which is probably good.
Yeah.
We got enough other projects and race cars
to deal with.
So another one.
You got a motor pool. You got a motor pool of race cars. But that's what I would do. I would have all kinds of them if I had the money. But
that's what it all comes down to is money. I mean,
sure.
I got three right now, and that's. That's pushing it.
Yeah, that's pushing it. Yeah, you're pushing the envelope there just a tad. But hey, that's what it's all about. Well, Paris Auto Speedway, folks, if you've never been, Ken can tell you, it's probably the most fun you can ever have on a Saturday night, whether you're in the grandstands or you're behind the wheel. I'm serious. They do such a good job up there.
And next July. And
can I just, I was going to say, this weekend, Paris Auto Speedway, every year they have a big fireworks show that they put on with the city of Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, you know, normally it's been the sprint cars, but luckily enough, they let us figure eight and the Night of Destruction guys have the show. And it's going to be insane. It's going to be packed. They're letting every resident from the city of Paris come into the stands for free.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, enjoy the show and obviously watch the fireworks as well. And then they're also doing a benefit for the Relay for Life that they do every year. So
right.
It's going to be a big show, you know, not only for the track, but for the city with the fireworks and everything. So it's going to be a good one. One that you don't want to miss. For
yeah.
Sure.
I went last year and they do it so well. They'll run the racing, then they'll do the fireworks, and then they'll finish up with the racing. So that way, you don't have to wait till the very end and then do the fireworks display, because then it goes too late in the evening and the kids, you know, get sleepy and what have you. But, I mean, he really does a great job the way he puts that track together and the whole facility. I mean, every time Michelle and I go up there, we just have a blast.
Oh, yeah, it's a top-notch track for sure.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. Well, hey, Ken, thank you very, very much for taking time out of your Sunday to give us a call. So we'll tell everybody to keep their eye open for number 52, the Camaro with a hot rod trailer on the back.
Awesome. If you guys come down, let me know. We'll hook you guys up with some t-shirts.
That would be great, man. We will definitely do that. All right. Ken McWilliams, folks.
Awesome.
Take care, buddy. All right, folks, we're going to take a small break. You're listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
And this is AM 1170.
The Answer.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back to Racer Radio. What a wild show this has been. Well,
all right.
We've been bouncing around for the last two hours and 45 minutes, and Michelle did not get her calendar in.
No, but first we have to talk about Certified Care Clinic.
Oh, yes, we do. Certified Car Clinic. These guys are amazing. If you've got a car and you're fixing it up, hot rodding it, first thing you need to do is a dyno pull. You cannot just figure that the car is going to be happy, happy, happy. Take it there, get a dyno pull, find what horsepower you got, find out how much more you need, go from there. It's a baseline. It's a way to start. CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net. And if you tell them you heard it here on the radio, you'll actually get a discount off of that. All right, so what's kicking in the calendar world?
Well, on Monday, we are still doing Cruising with Jumpin' Jack Flash. Now, he's not doing the Friday, but he's still doing the Monday. So you can do that. And on Wednesday, we have Cajon Classic Cruise in El Cajon, Main Street. June 28th is American Muscle. Now, July 5th is Tribute to Police and Fire. July 12th is Jimmy Johnson Night.
When are we going to be there?
Well, yeah, that's always the hope, right, that he would be there. But it's NASCAR season, so he's probably somewhere far flung.
When is it again? When's Jimmy Johnson?
That's July 12th.
See, it would have been perfect this week because they're at Sonoma.
Yeah.
He could have came.
Yeah. He could have made it.
Could have made it. So, would have, should have, could have.
Right. Still going strong on the other weekly car shows. Every Thursday is La Mesa at 5 o'clock. All these are in the afternoon, by the way. And Cruising Grand is every Friday, 5 o'clock, Escondido.
They do a really good job up there on that.
They do.
I don't know if you've ever been to it.
Several times.
Yeah. It's yeah. Really.
Used to go with Mark. We used to really enjoy it because they have great pubs along Grand and good people watching. Good. You can, plenty of places where you can sit and eat and drink and watch the cars. Again, I'm going to advise on Saturday that you do not go up to Aliso Viejo. They still haven't figured out a place for the Cars and Coffee Aliso Viejo, which was the old one that used to be at Mazda. Then Saturdays, though, you have San Diego Cars and Coffee. So you can go to the one on Kenamar at the Automotive Service Coffee Shop. 8820 Kenamar Drive. Mm-hmm. Off Miramar Road. Okay, so it's up here off Miramar Road. Info on that one, since I'm not familiar with it, 858-876-1000. 8794. That one's in the morning at 9 o'clock. Also, we have opening July 1st, The High Art of Riding Low. This is the lowrider exhibit up at the Peterson.
Ooh.
If you are Auto Club, you get a discount on your tickets. So go to peterson.org/AAA for your discounted tickets to High Art of Riding Low. It looks like it's going to be really awesome. They are doing the Seeing Red as well at the Peterson. That's still going on. And they just revealed on Facebook Live this week the Ferrari 812 Superfast. And it's called the Superfast. That's the name.
There's a reason.
So as part of the Seeing Red exhibit, you can see the brand new Ferrari 812. Which, if you want to see a review on that, and I'm kind of digressing a little bit, but you can go to Road and Track. Even on their website, they've got a review and a very gorgeous picture of it. So that's at the Peterson up on Wilshire Boulevard, if you want to take a road trip.
Uh-huh.
Then on July 4th is in Rancho Bernardo. The Spirit of the Fourth, Rancho Bernardo Wheel of Freedom Motor Show, 7:30 a.m. This is a Tuesday. 4th of July is on a Tuesday this year. It's kind of a bummer for those of us with
jobs.
With 9-to-5 jobs. Yeah. So if you want to get some info on the Rancho Bernardo show on 4th of July, here's the person to email. His name is George Cowman, and it's george.cowman, C-O-W-M-A-N, at poweycruisers.com. You can also call him if you don't want to email. He put his phone number out here, so here you go. Call George, 858-354-9528. Also, we have coming up July 18th. The Collector Car Appreciation Show at the Driving Museum. The Automobile Driving Museum is in El Segundo. They have all kinds of interesting cars, from vintage stuff to newer things. But it's all this particular show called the Collector Car Appreciation Show is open to all makes and models. But they require a $15 registration to participate.
But if you just want to go and view, there's no charge.
Correct. Yeah. And they do have an awesome ice cream shop on the premises.
On the premises. And
yeah.
And then normally on Sundays, they'll pull cars out of the museum, two or three, and then take people for rides.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Which is great, because how many times do you get to ride in an old Lincoln or
18 Model T?
Yeah.
Touring with Joey Logano.
Oh, yeah. We did that.
You got chauffeured by Joey Logano. That dude took off, too. And I mean, this thing's an old four banger. He just.
Well, yeah, with a very complicated clutch and. Yeah,
shifting mechanism. But he has a 24, so he kind of was somewhat familiar.
That was neat. All right. July 9th. Is in Santee, the 15th annual Summer Fling Thing. The full name is Summer Fling Thing. It's a car show thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
How creative can you be?
Thank you, Charger Steve.
Oh, should have known.
It's go to chargersteve.com for more info. It's supposed to be open to all your cars and trucks. July 15th at MiraCosta College is All American Car Show. Looks like 19. Wow. That would be a lot. X1X, Greek letters, Greek numbers. It says it's in Cardiff at 7 a.m. Info on that one is on a phone number, 760-598-9809. Oh, another thing going on the at the Peterson. This is on July 15th, and I've been talking about this one a lot. The Deuce Day at the Peterson. This is Sunday at 9 a.m., and they're celebrating the fact that the 32 is 85.
Yeah, it is.
Think about that, right?
Isn't that amazing?
They've got panel discussions with 9 hot rod legends that are going to participate in this event. So
there
if you are a serious Deuce fan, you need to be there at the Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
So go to peterson.org for info on that. Also on July 15th is a VW event. They're going to do VWs and vintage scooters at the Automobile Driving Museum. on July 22nd in Oceanside. They do the Thanksgiving in July car and motorcycle show. So July 22nd is their 12th annual Thanksgiving in July car and motorcycle show. Starts at 8 a.m. at the Elks Lodge on Country Club Lane. Open to all years, cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Okay. This is the last one, and then...
Oh, no, we're good.
We're good? Okay. If you're a Rotary fan, Rotary cars, like if you have an RX-7 or an RX-8 like I do, there's a SoCal All Rotary picnic, and we try to do something casual in June or July every year.
Where are you going?
It's in Buena Park. It's going to be at a park, and it's a potluck. So we all bring our own food. July 29th, and if you want to go to it or find out more about it, go to the Facebook page for SoCal All Rotary.
Is it a Saturday or a Sunday?
I think that's a Saturday, July 29th. Yeah. August 5th, the greatest show on turf. Oh, yeah. That's in Claremont. That's the South Claremont Park, open to all years, cars, trucks, and bikes. And that's a big event. This is a really fun event. Claremont doesn't do a lot, but this is like their one of their very big events of the year. Everybody shows up for this one. And I have to say, when I used to live in University City, I used to see lots of cool old vintage cars because there's lots of people that are car collectors and they're hiding these gems in their garages in Claremont. And this is the time they bring them out. So
you're absolutely correct.
So go to the greatest show on the turf on August 5th. If you want info, here's the phone number, 858-484-3388. And on August 6th is the 28th annual Vista Rod Run up in Vista. So info on that, there's a website, vistarodrun.com. And on August 12th, the 26th annual National City Heritage Day car show in Kimball Park. That's another Charger Steve event, so email him at chargersteve@cox.net if you want to enter that one. And finally, end of August, there's a couple of big events. The Good Guys, and that's up in Pleasanton. That's not down here. Sorry. Scratch that. August 27th, Picnic by the Bay at Seaport Village. This is for pre-72s, and they have to be American-made cars and trucks. It's put on by Classic Chevys of San Diego at Embarcadero Marina Park North. So go to classicchevysofsandiego.com for more info and to register. And Labor Day weekend, there's a big show in Spring Valley. So that'll take us to our Happy Trails music.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. And folks, Gun Sports Radio is coming up next right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
Happy Trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.